We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, I'm just watching the game sort of intermittently here again, even as we speak, and it was 10-3 Steelers late in the half, and the Jags were driving deep into the red zone. And Tyson Alualu got a big paw up there. Next thing you know, Minkah has an interception, and the game changed in a big way. Steelers went right down the field and scored. Here's the reverse by James Conner with Ben blocking. It's unbelievable. But Alualu really does make that big of a difference, doesn't he?
He sure does, and I think he's really good against the run. And, man, one of the big offseason questions, I mean, obviously the biggest was how would Ben come back from elbow surgery, and we all know that answer turned out to be pretty a nice answer. The other big one was, man, are they going to lose Hargrave? He was a big part of their defensive line. Who's going to replace him? And, man, Alualu has stepped up. You noticed a difference when he was out, and I just think it's he's a really good depth player, but he's been more than that this year. He's been a good starter for them.
Yeah, and now you think about some of their acquisitions, and I don't know, my mic sounds scratchy or something, so I apologize for that if it's coming over the air. They go out, they sign Alualu to a two-year, $6 million deal a couple years ago, and then they got him to sign a two-year extension. And then I think of Eric Ebron. Like, these are sort of under-the-radar acquisitions, especially Alualu. And Ebron is just having a tremendous season run. I saw Kabali again tweeted out where he's six among all tight ends in receptions. He's in the top 10 in some other categories. And I feel like that connection is just improving. You know, that turned out. I remember the day it happened. I'm like, I don't know about this guy, based on what happened last year in Indy, but kudos to Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin for both of these guys, you know?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. The only thing is, you know, you heard about that Ebron was tough to get along with, that, you know, that if things didn't go his way, he was a little bit of a powder. I'm not saying he was on Antonio's level, but that's what you heard. And I'm not saying it's true, but that's what you heard. But they haven't had any reason to pout this year, have they? When you're winning like they are, everybody is happy, even if you aren't getting the stats quite the way you wanted. So I think he's been a great pickup for them, and no reason to think that is going to change. But they are winning, and I think that always makes things a little bit better.
For sure. And he's helping them win in a big way. And he talked this morning about how nobody cares who gets the ball, things like that. And that, yeah, they're winning for sure. I think that helps. But Ben has also spread the ball around amazingly. I wanted to ask you about this. Chase Claypool, again, couldn't be covered yesterday. I don't know that I've seen, including AB, a Steelers receiver, draw this many interference calls. Half of them not called. He got his jersey practically ripped off on one yesterday. They didn't call it. He had two that were called worth 50 yards yesterday, Ron. That doesn't include what might have happened if he caught it and kept running. So that would have put Ben over 300 yards right there. This guy is unbelievable. I mean, I don't know that I've seen the Steelers draw this many interference calls ever. Have you?
I don't remember it like that for sure. I mean, I haven't been keeping track of it or following it, but I can't remember it, Joe. I mean, and he, I think the word you used is uncoverable. And, man, it sure looks that way to me, too, doesn't it? I mean, I go back to how did these draft gurus miss out on this guy? somebody that big, that fast, that can run like he can run. How did they miss out on him? The 11 receivers are taken before him. That to me is a question I don't know how you answered, because it just seems like so unbelievable to me, Joe.
I know. But don't you answer it with they miss guys every single year?
Yeah, I mean, they do.
Patrick Mahomes was, what, the third quarterback taken in the draft?
You're right.
What about
you're
it?
Right.
You know, but a physical freak like this, that's the thing. And the fact that 11 were taken before him, I agree. It makes them look terrible is what it does.
Just,
really.
It's not an exact science, and we know that. And, I mean, I know guys do slip through the cracks. And, man, give the Steelers credit for doing their due diligence. You don't hear many people saying they should have taken J.K. Dobbins now, do you? Even though he's going to end up being probably a really good player in the league, they had a belief in this guy. They made the call. They pulled the trigger. And, man, he is not disappointed, has he?
No. And I would think the next time people put out a top 10 list of top rookies in the league, the guy who has more touchdowns than any rookie in history might be on it. I think that might be a pretty good idea for him to be on that list. He's just, I mean, it's almost like watching the Flacco Ravens offense when it was at its best at times. It just feels like Ben, when in doubt sometimes, can just go deep to Claypool and something good's going to happen, either a catch or a call. And like I said, there have been at least a half a dozen, to me, obvious non-calls between the Dallas game and this one, maybe. But Deontay Johnson, too. Third round, 66th overall. The Steelers have just been so great at drafting receivers. It's mind-boggling. This kid, the catch he made at the goal line yesterday was very much Antonio Brown-like. And how many games have they played together? Full games, Deontay Johnson and Ben, 11? I mean, they're just getting a rapport going, too.
Yeah, and I said this earlier in the year, Joe, and a lot of people say, I don't know about that. I'm not sure he is not their best overall receiver. I just think he's so skilled, so talented. You know, obviously the late Darryl Drake, who really pushed for the Steelers to draft him, might not argue with that assessment. He's just a very special player, and, you know, he's missed some time this year with some injuries to the point that I think people were a little concerned. Oh, boy, is he going to be injury prone here? Is he going to be able to stay on the field? But when he is on the field, he has just been spectacular.
Man, I think you're right in that he could absolutely be a star. Like, I think he's a 100-plus catch guy moving ahead when you think of the injuries he had this year. He had three games. I think two of them he left, actually, Ron. He had zero catches against Houston. He had one catch for minus 2 yards against Philly and one catch for 3 yards against Baltimore. Basically three games in which he's done zero. And yet he sits here with 49 catches, only 10 short of last year, four touchdowns. And in the last three games, you think Ben isn't targeting him a lot? In the last three games, he's been targeted 37 times and has over 300 yards receiving and 24 catches. I mean, he has the potential, I truly believe, to put up 100-plus catches.
And I don't think he even played against Cleveland, Joe. I think that was a game he actually missed. So, really, he's done nothing, did nothing in three of their 10 games. But, man, he's lit it up in just about all the other seven, hasn't he?
Yes, and Ben's had games where he's targeted him 16, 15, 13 times, five times in double figures. And I'm not sure he's the – in fact, I know he's not the guy that opposing teams worry about the most, which he's probably benefited from too. I think that guy is probably Claypool, if not Juju. I heard on the broadcast, we all did yesterday, Juju saying, I'm not used to that second guy in my area. I'm getting a lot of that this year. He said that last year as well. And then James Washington is like an afterthought. And he's still dangerous to me. And we didn't even mention Ebron. So that's why they're passing the ball 65% of the time lately, you know?
He's got a lot of targets, and Ben is enjoying them. He's enjoying the unselfishness of the group. He mentioned that again yesterday. He used the word selfless to describe him. So, you know, he's having fun with it. But again, you're 10-0. Everybody has fun. It's still my question. You know, I don't know what comes first, winning or chemistry. Does good chemistry lead to winning, or does winning lead to good chemistry? I have never been smart enough to figure that one out.
Well, I know this number two is pretty much a sure thing, that winning leads to good chemistry in almost all cases. And I know there has been, you know, the Oakland A's of the 70s and the Bronx Zoo and things like that. But still, those guys will actually tell you in the end they had great chemistry. Even though they were fighting each other all the time, they loved each other. So I think for sure that winning leads to good chemistry and easier coaching, easier to get your message across to people when about things like unselfishness when everybody's winning, right?
It sure is. When everybody wins, you know what? That was always Ramon Foster's line. He goes, when you win, everybody eats. And I love that. I love that description. When you win, everybody eats.
This is a smorgasbord, Ron. This is like hosses on a Saturday afternoon. This is incredible. Everybody's pigging out here. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. Driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer with locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Today, the Fan celebrates Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. Shop Lynch Golf Sales for all your holiday golf needs. And the time is 11:16. Text Miller Time to 20357 to win a Steelers pullover. Coming up, back to some decisions from the game yesterday. We went down the wide receiver path a little bit there, but officiating, I found a couple of the calls very, very curious in that game yesterday. I wanted to ask Ron and you about that. You want to weigh in on the Steelers offense? 65% pass okay with you? How about Ben not making business decisions, making competitive decisions to block and try to tackle people in the game yesterday? Anything's on the line at 928-9370.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.